407-278-5939 is our phone number. And since we are approaching the top of the hour here, I want to mention, of course, that this live show of WDW Today is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling and special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 105,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. We thank All Ears for their patronage and supporting us. They've been our sponsor of these live shows for many, many months now, and we truly appreciate that kind of partnership that we have with them. And, you know, we mentioned a little bit earlier, for those of you who are tuning in a little bit later, that Mr. Newell and I have an announcement to make about a special event, and we hinted that it involves Annette. And in just a little bit, we're going to reveal the special announcement, so stay tuned for that. But before we get to that, we have a caller on the line, and I just can't bear to leave a caller waiting any longer. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hey, who's with?
Oh, Justin from Indiana.
Hey, Justin.
I was just wondering, like, what do you think of, like, I'm planning a trip, and it was between Beach Club and Coronado Springs, and I'm wondering what you think. Like, I chose those Beach Club.
Definitely Beach Club.
I'm curious, like, your opinion.
Yeah, Coronado Springs is the worst Disney resort, in my humble opinion.
Dude! Okay, unfortunately, unofficial guide readers agree with you, but dude, seriously, still.
Hey,
it's kind of harsh, man.
No, it's
yeah,
the
I know.
Resort. Don't stay there, Justin. I mean, don't even consider it.
Okay, thank you.
So, yeah, Justin, just to put this in perspective, we asked two questions in this year's guide. Would you recommend this hotel to a friend, and would you stay at this hotel again? So Beach Club ranked in the top 10 in terms of would you recommend this hotel to a friend, 86%. Coronado Springs was next to last at 49%. So the average for all Disney hotels is about 30% higher than that. And then would you stay at this hotel again? Beach Club was number one at 100%. Everyone that we surveyed said they would stay there again. And Coronado Springs was third from last, 77%. I personally like it. I don't know. Maybe I'm just more patient than everyone else. I don't know.
Yeah. No account for taste, I guess.
That's me. Maybe my judgment is flawed, Justin.
Well, you were having a Mensa moment, I think, Len. That might
That's
have
right. Maybe so.
Hope that answers your question there, Justin.
Thanks. Just want to say, been listening since episode 32, and you guys are good, so keep up
nice.
The good work, and go Van Halen.
Cool. Thanks. Thanks, Justin.
Thanks, Justin. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. Appreciate Justin checking us out, as well as all of you that are taking the time to listen to us on this beautiful Sunday evening, broadcasting live here from Orlando, Florida, as well as Orange County, New York, somewhere in the parts unknown, New Hampshire, and Greensville, North Carolina.
How about Greensboro? So I don't have to move.
Well, close enough. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. And hey, don't forget, you can join us in our chat room. Go to www.today.com. And you'll see a link over there to the chat room. You can join us. It's free. It's easy. It's quick. And you can join all of our other listeners in there. They're all talking about, giving their opinions on what we're talking about. I had mentioned that I really did not like Disney's Coronado Springs Resort, and a lot of people in chat were talking about it, that I thought that I was wrong about it. I would call these people wrong themselves, but nonetheless, they're entitled to
You know, way to alienate the listeners. That's nice, Matt. That's nice.
Well, they're entitled to their incorrect opinions. But nonetheless, you can be part of the fun there, and I'm just kidding for everyone over there. But join the fun. Go to www.today.com, and you'll see the link to join us in the chat room. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. And, I think, Mr. Newell, I think time has gone on enough that we've been teasing this. So right after this commercial break, We have an event, and Newell and I have been working on this for, what's it been, Mike, a month or so? A little more?
Well, we first thought of it, you came up with this idea during MouseFest, so I would say at least 2 months.
Yeah, so it's been quite a while we've been thinking about this, and we finally decided on a time and day to do it, and I will tell you all about it right after this call. And who are we speaking with?
This is James Martin.
Hey, James.
Hey, James.
How you doing tonight?
Good. What can I do for you?
I have a couple of questions. I was mainly asking about Donald's Safari Breakfast at Tusker House. Can you get into Animal Kingdom before the park opens to go to this, or do you have to go after the park opens?
No, they have times before the park opening. It's fine. There's actually one line for people who have dining reservations, and you'll see them over there. There's like a thing, the little sign, and you go over there. It's usually like all the way on the right-hand side, and you can go in there, and then you'll only be able to go to the restaurant, basically, because nothing's open.
Okay. Do you usually have time? We're fairly fast eaters to get out and basically be there in the park as it opens from the restaurant, because we're going in June, and the crowd calendars are about 8 on those days.
Right. So, I mean, the advantage of that is that if you finish before 9 o'clock, which would be park opening, you get to be in real prime position in terms of getting to an attraction.
Okay, sounds great. And I have another question, mainly for Lynn, for the crowd calendar. We're going back in October 8th through the 11th.
Yep. Yep.
The crowd calendar seems to be going down. I look at it periodically, and it's fairly low for that Columbus Day weekend.
Yep.
It's around 5 and 6, and then Columbus Day is actually low also.
Yeah, it's a 5 right now, yeah.
Is it just going to go up as we get closer because of everything, or is this pretty much going to be in line for it's a ways off?
So the calendar so far this year has been pretty accurate. The thing that is going to be interesting is once Disney's current deal stops in August, whether they're going to continue with other kinds of deals throughout the rest of the year. Right now, we're kind of anticipating that occupancy levels are going to be roughly the same as they were last year. If Disney doesn't extend the deal, James, then it'll be 5 or lower. If they do extend the deal, my guess is that would have to be a pretty significant deal, like with free dining or something like that, and that might increase it. So it's too early to tell whether it's going to change. I would say we're probably going to keep it at 5s until late summer, when we know better about what Disney is offering in terms of deals and really how the U.S. economy is shaping up by then. That's like 6 months from now, you know, before we'd be able to make a judgment. So
okay,
the calendar is going to be about where it's at for a while.
All right, I appreciate it, and I appreciate all the things you guys do for us who listen. You guys have a good night.
Oh, cool. Thanks,
thank
James.
You, James. 407-278-5939 is our number. And Mr. Newell, what
yes.
You know, one thing we hope to mention after our live show here, what's coming on after our live show here on Mouse World Radio?
I did this a couple of months back. I'm gonna try to replay the show again. So we're going to try doing that again because a lot of people have missed out. So I also want to announce that next week at this time, actually between 6 and 8 p.m., we're going to have the 100th episode of All About the Mouse starring Brian Ripper and Jonathan Thichter. So you can tune in for that. That begins at 6 p.m. Eastern next Sunday, March 1st, right here on Mouse World Radio. So I'm looking forward to that. And then we have the other exciting announcement that we'll get to later on. Can't tell you what it is.
I wanted to announce it, but since you said a little bit later on, I guess who am I to argue with you, Mike? I mean, I'm not going to tell you how to run a live show, so we'll have to stay tuned for our announcement that'll be coming up in just a few minutes.
Stay tuned.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. Definitely give us a call. Phone lines are open for you to call. If you've got a question you've been trying to get through and it's been a little busy, certainly understand that. These live shows are always a little busy in the beginning, but that second hour is always the magic time to get through and get your question in there. So give us a call, 407-278-5939. Maybe you haven't called before. Maybe you've been listening, but certainly haven't been a caller before. So this would be a great time for you to call in and just say, hey, it's okay if you don't have a question. I mean, we always love hearing from our listeners, saying hello to them, being able to put a name to the nickname. And certainly that makes for a much more interesting experience.
A name to the restraining order, you know. Go ahead.
407-278-5939 is our phone number, and we are going to the great state of Connecticut. Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Kathy from Connecticut.
Hey, Kathy.
How are you?
Great. What can we do for tonight?
I got a couple comments and questions for you.
Sure.
First of all, you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
And Scopa, congratulations on your new grandson.
Thank you, Kathy.
Woo-hoo.
And has he been to the world yet?
Come back in about 10 years and we'll talk about it.
10 years. $100 says you don't go 3 years.
I can tell you that he's still only about 6 pounds, so he's got a ways to go.
Okay, we'll give you a couple weeks. Glenn, I got to tell you, I was thinking of you the other day because I was trying to get my kids to sing Jamie's Crying.
Nice.
They sort of looked at me a little weird when I started, you know. So you want to give us a little rendition of that, you know, because the people in the chat room would love to hear you sing.
Jamie's Crying. I actually heard it. How many kids do you have, Kathy? Because I can give you a hint for how to do this.
I have two girls, two. Okay. 6 and 4.
So the idea is that you assign each one of them as to imitate a band member. So someone has to be Eddie and someone has to be Alex or Mike, and then you can do lead, and you can be Dave and sing. It's all about audience participation, Kathy.
I'm usually pretty good at that, but I don't know. I guess I got to play it a little more for them, you know.
It's actually a tip that my twin sister Linda does when she goes on trips with her two daughters and my daughter, so everyone will be take a different band member. So Hannah, one time, and this is totally now the Van Halen call-in show, but Hannah is always Alex Van Halen, so drums. So I actually went onto YouTube and showed her. She wanted to know why being a drummer was cool, so I showed her the video of Unchained, where at the end Alex lights the drum kit on fire, the giant gong. Anyway, all right, go ahead. Sorry. All right, Kathy, what's your Disney World question?
Let's see. I got one question for you now. Where's the best sushi?
Ooh.
Probably be at Kona Cafe now. They have the sushi bar over there.
Is it better than Kimono's at the Swan?
Well, I don't know. I haven't eaten there. Really, the point of comparison I was comparing it to would be either California Grill, Tokyo Dining, or Yakitori House.
All right, so okay. Kathy, probably in the parks, it's got to be Japan at Epcot.
No.
Outside the parks, you don't think so? I would say it's got to be Kimono's at the Swan.
Yeah, I agree, Kimono's, yep.
Yeah.
Now, how is it comparable to really good sushi outside the world?
Okay, so I've had sushi at Nobu in London, and that was incomparable. Best sushi I've ever had anywhere. But it's probably as good as you would
get outside the world.
Yeah,
I actually found this place, Kathy, last week. It's all you can eat sushi. It's about.
Are you seriously going to compare all you can eat sushi?
Yes, it was that good. It was $21 all you can eat sushi. It was good, let me tell you. But that was, that's like a 10-15 minute drive from Walt Disney World.
The sushi that I've had, especially at the Japan Pavilion, rivals anything I've gotten. You know, I've got. In any large city in the United States, with the exception of places like Nobu. So I think Kathy's absolutely fine. Some of it's quite good, actually.
Yeah, it's better than like public sushi or something like that, or something you get like at Stop and Shop.
Seriously? What? Nah, your sushi, I'm going to take you out for sushi when I come down next week.
All right.
For sushi, you and me. All right.
Sounds good.
All right, I have one more question for you.
Sure.
Yes.
I'm planning a trip with Annette.
You and Annette are going down? That's so funny.
He's so weird.
I've been asking her for years. She won't do it with me. Go ahead.
No, I got lucky and actually won a trip down. And Annette's planning it for me.
Nice.
Awesome.
And I really want to do some of the planning. And, of course, you know, we're not even near the 90-day window. We're going in August. But I still want to, like, try and plan what day we're going where. So I've been looking at the early magic hours or extra magic hours for the parks from the last summer and such. Do you think they're going to stay pretty much the same this summer?
So typically about 80% of the days in any given month stay the same as the previous year. So August 2009 should look about 80% like August 2008. The thing I would say is don't go by the day of the month, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mm-hmm. If Saturday is August 1st. August 1st is on a Saturday. Find the first Saturday in August and then start adjusting your calendar from that, and it should be pretty close. The park that changes the least is Magic Kingdom. Epcot probably changes the second least. You know, it's the Animal Kingdom and the studios where the extra magic hours tend to change the most. Yeah.
Okay. All right, that sounds great. And if you guys are around in August, drinks on me.
When in August? I'm actually there Friday, July 31st, Saturday, and Sunday and Monday.
We're going to be there in the middle, 11th through the 18th.
Okay. All right. I was there for Tiki Fest. All right. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. No. Sorry.
Well, listen, when you're... Yeah. Send us an email when you're coming down there, Kathy, and we'll certainly try to, if any of us will be down there, we'll meet up for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. We're trying to get together at Jelly Rolls and have a good time.
Oh, fun.
Sing a little
Nice.
Van Halen.
Cool. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
And there goes Kathy from Connecticut. And phone lines are open, 407-278-5939 is our phone number. And I can't take any more Newell. I have to tell the listeners about our announcement. I feel bad now at this point. I was just teasing it for fun to begin with, and then it just became mean.
I know. Now it's going to be a big disappointment.
But we have a WDWTA event that's going to be coming up. It's going to be happening on Sunday, March 8th. Is that right, Newell? I got the date right?
That's correct.
Okay, Sunday, March 8th, 2009. So that's in just a couple weeks.
What time?
Mike Newell. Well, that's the thing. It's not just a time. It's an event. Starts on Sunday, and it'll end on Monday. What do I mean by this? Well, myself, Mike Newell, and Annette Owens will be spending a night at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort. But it gets better. Not only are we spending a night there, we are spending a night in a tent. Not only is it going to be myself, Annette, and Mr. Newell, uh-huh. but we're also going to have – to make things a little more interesting for Annette because – Newell and I, if there's one thing we enjoy more than making Annette suffer, it's making Annette suffer more. And that would be because we're going to have Annette's employer over there, the wonderful Becky of MEI and Mouse Ooh. Fan Travel over there. The boss, the big money, is going to be over there to show – Gold Haber will not be there to show up over there. And Becky will be there and also joining us. So we're going to have a quartet to certainly have some fun over there and –
Are you guys gonna make s'mores and tell ghost stories?
Yeah, exactly.
You should.
So we are going to be roughing it at Fort Wilderness in a tent. No modern amenities other than the internet because we'll be broadcasting it over there. We're gonna have the webcam on the entire time there. So as soon as we get in through Monday morning, so you can watch us and see if you know we have the craziness and if we kill each other, you'll see it on webcam and you'll see we have some great plans over there. MN Bell in the chat room, Newell is saying, yeah, all-star vacation home to a tent, yeesh.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Well, you got to tell everybody the whole thing, though, Matt. The tent's going to be in one of the cabins, right?
No. This will be outdoors with the elements. Just, we've got some good plans over there.
You know that we're hoping it doesn't rain, but if it does, it's going to make for so much a better show.
It is going to be. It's just going to be a lot of fun to see that.
You know,
certainly,
if you really want to be entertained, tune in early when we're putting together the tent. That's probably going to be the best part of the show.
That's going to be funny.
That's going to be us just saying forget about it and just like you'll see a pile. You'll see the tent in the garbage can, and someone will be paying one of the people at Fort Wilderness to put it together.
And if we apologize ahead of.
I'll give you guys $25 each if you start off a story with "Give me back my golden arm."
It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, that's going to be on Sunday, March 8th. So it's going to be starting. It's an all-day event, all-night event, 8th to the 9th. So be sure to tune in for that at www.today.com, and we'll have all the information about that. It's going to be a lot of fun, and certainly we're going to put it all on the webcam for all of you. To enjoy, so you can be part of the fun over there.
Yeah, and at some point during the night, I think we're gonna do actually a show. I don't know if it's gonna be a call-in show, but the three of us will at least be, you know, discussing our adventures anyway for the day.
Absolutely, but I think Newell, you still haven't canceled your room at All Star Sports, have you?
Oh, I didn't say I didn't have a backup.
Darn right,
I got a backup.
I'm gonna stop by. Newell, when are you getting in?
Friday night, the 6th.
Okay, cool. So we should do something because I'm there the 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Okay, cool. And if any of the listeners are down there and they want to stop by the tent site, you know, feel free to come to Fort Wilderness and, you know, we'll gladly say hi.
I'm actually there starting Tuesday, the 3rd? I'm getting in late, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting in
late. Like Newell said, if you're going to be around, send us an email to the podcast and let us know you're going to be down there. But we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Patrick of PatrickandLydia.com.
Hey, Patrick.
And I'm holding Adam right now, and if he goes ballistic, that's just par for the course, so just a little warning. But I have a random question, and I think it's probably one of the ultimate Len Testa questions. So when they announced the birthday promotion, it occurred to me, I wonder what the wholesale price of a day at Disney is. What is it really costing them to give away that day? And then likewise, you know, out of the, say, the $75 total ticket price, where does that money go? You know, how much of that is paying for maintenance? How much of that is paying for, you know, fireworks each day? You know, I'm just curious, Glenn, have you ever backed into that number? You backed into a lot of other things, I know.
That's an interesting question. No, we haven't. You know, we would show like a little pie chart that says of your $77 a day, this is how much goes to you know, maintaining the park. This is how much goes to capital improvements and things like that. No, we haven't done it. That's interesting. Probably the easiest way to look at that though is if you have an annual report from Disney, and one's due out, I think, any moment now if it's not already out. Look at what the theme park brings in terms of revenue, and look at what it costs in terms of upkeep, and then just figure it out from there.
I also wonder about, you know, would that help be a predictor of what they're cutting? So if you saw that something was a big chunk of what the admission was paying for, could you say, oh, well, that's going to, you know, we've seen all the cutbacks and in some of the shows and you know, that kind of thing. I wonder if that would be a way to determine that kind of deal.
So the things that typically get cut first are the things that aren't that popular or that they think that guests won't notice. So Sounds Dangerous going to seasonal operation is one that we probably predicted, you know, a couple of years ago in the podcast. If you just look at the wait time,
maybe as soon as it opened, I think that was probably predictable, right?
I think we actually did a show on, you know, like doomed attractions or attractions that are going to get cut when the time comes. The other thing though that's interesting is like when they switched over from to different cuts of beef on the buffets. That was something that was sort of unexpected, and you would never see that in the bottom line because the annual report doesn't go into that much detail about, you know, what they purchased. That was mildly interesting, especially with the price of beef being relatively low. It was an odd cut. But, you know, in the park hour for the Epcot closing 1 hour early on Friday, again, was a bit unusual, at least from my perspective, because of the dining revenue that they and the shopping revenue that they lose in World Showcase. Again, the only thing I can come up with there is that it must be so expensive to run Epcot that the dining revenue doesn't make up for it.
So what do you think the wholesale cost of a day at Disney is?
No idea.
I guess you could kind of back into that based on the 10-day ticket, but I wonder what their break-even is. And, you know, how could we actually see ticket prices go down with the downturn in the economy?
Ticket prices will be the absolute last thing. So a couple of things. One, the 10-day ticket probably isn't the best indicator of what Disney expects the revenue to be because the average length of a vacation is around 4.5 days. That would probably be the metric that I would use.
So that's their sweet spot.
Yeah, 4.5. That's why they have buy 4 get 7.
Yeah.
Because the anything beyond 4.5 days that they get you to stay is really extra revenue for them. That's trust me, they did not pick that 4 and that 7 out of a hat. They know that, just as we know that. So that's one reason for that. In terms of ticket prices, tickets are the last thing that Disney will discount. And the reason for that is once they say that their entertainment is worth less, that's what people expect.
Yeah.
They've definitely learned it from the hotel industry where after 9/11, once hotels started discounting their rooms, people expected those rooms to always be at that lower rate, and it was very difficult for hoteliers to increase it. In fact, now if you look at the strategy the hoteliers are taking, it's instead of discounting their rate, they're adding things like breakfast or spa visits on because they don't want to repeat the mistake they made after 9/11. So,
407-278-5939 is our phone number. Give us a call. Phone lines are open for you to make –
Let's do Turf Club.
Sounds good to me.
Turf Club.
Newell, Amy from Kentucky is suggesting that during the tent event, we give each other manicure pedicures.
She also mentioned that we shouldn't eat around the world before we go in the tent that night.
The tent event. It sounds like a sale. Like an appliance director. Tent sale.
Let me tell you something. If you're not in the chat room, you are missing some of the funniest quotes about this tent event. It's really, really funny.
Yeah, you got a good point there, Newell, because there's some great comments. And you can join the chat room. Just go to WDWTA.com. There's a link to the chat room right there, and you can be part of it. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
It's Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Chris who?
Heliopolis.
Chris who? Don't know anybody named Chris.
What? I'm sorry, you're breaking up. Chris, are you going through a tunnel?
I am not. Heliopolis. What's going on?
How are you, buddy?
You stink.
Oh. Yeah.
What's going on?
I love you, man.
No, you like don't. Turtles.
Oh, thank you. I got the turtle guy, too. Okay. So I was telling Len earlier this week that my wife has now signed up for the marathon.
Awesome.
And now she's concerned because we read that you cannot wear headphones.
Nah, it's not enforced.
They always say that.
But it's just sort of like for the slow people so they don't get knocked over, is there...
It's in case they need to make announcements during the event, like, you know, move over to the left or whatever. But unless she's got it cranked up to, you know, Nine Inch Nails levels, it's fine. I've run with them.
Okay.
I know that's the rule, Chris, and I see it every race, regardless of how big or small it is at Disney. There's always people wearing them. So I guess it's like speeding on the expressway. Everyone does it.
Yeah. And are there any bars on the side of, like, the racetrack?
that's you know, I looked, I couldn't find anything, but again, I was apparently should have been focusing on the color of my urine during the last race, and I may have missed a few things.
Ew.
Exactly.
Dude, I'm just saying, go ahead.
Sounds like a movie. The color of my urine. It's like the color purple, you know?
Exactly where you're going with that. I knew it. I knew where you're going with that. Whoopi Goldberg's going to be in my movie. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. And if your urine was purple, then we're all in trouble. So
exactly.
Oh man. So they don't cover it like at the ESPN zone. Like you can sit and watch the race and drink a beer.
Believe it or not, it's not that exciting to watch on TV.
But it'd be much more exciting with a beer. It's like baseball.
Well, there's nothing preventing you from getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, bringing a six pack down, parking yourself in front of the, you know, the Grand Floridian or something, and just having at it right there.
Right. Now, how hard is it to move around? Because I think we're going to be on the, like, see her early in the race and then watch her at the end. Is traveling between parks going to be any more difficult than normal?
Yeah, no. because of the runners, it will be. But they usually do a pretty good job of getting people to and from. You want to, especially if you're where you're staying, Beach Club.
We stay at the yacht. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So the monorail, I think, will be your best bet for getting, like. You could really go to the Magic Kingdom, hop off, go to the Grand Floridian, go out behind, was it Grand Floridian Way or Floridian Way? Mm-hmm. Watch her there, then hop back on the monorail and get over to Epcot in time to see her.
Are you going to run with her?
I've already signed up. I'm ready.
I know. The two of you going to go together so I don't have to cheer twice?
She probably runs really, really, really faster than I do. But I've been working out with a personal trainer, so hopefully I can. What does she run a marathon in?
She hasn't done a full marathon. She'll just go out and run, you know, 12, 13 miles in a clip and not even, you know, think twice
about
it.
Good luck,
Clint.
You know, Laurel just, you know, kicked my butt on this entire last marathon, so I'm used to women. I'm just used to women beating me down during marathons. That's fine. I'm totally used to Chris.
Women beating you, period. What are you talking about?
Exactly. Yeah, well, I didn't even know why I added the modifier to the end of that sentence.
Believe me, I sat with Dawn when we went around the park that night. I heard stories.
What, Chris? You're going through the tunnel again? What? Yeah, I'll run with her. That's fine. I think Lou Mangiello's wife, Deanna's, is running too. So if I have to run with the wives of other men's husbands, that's absolutely fine.
Len and all the ladies.
Exactly.
The wives of Testa.
Well, we've reached our quota for running talk, so change it to either Disney World or girls.
Yeah, everybody.
Or girls.
But Disney World girls.
Well, let me tell you.
Disney World girls.
Awesome.
All right, well, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Chris.
Bye, Chris.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Love you. Mean it.
Chris, to you, it's don't forget, it's Dr. Hochberg to you.
Hey, man, I see I got you in a comic book. Who's better than me?
That's right. That's right. You're the man.
See, I'm working it.
And now the man has to leave. Goodbye, Chris.
Goodbye. I'll talk to you later.
I can't believe of all of us, he puts you in the comic book. We don't get like... You know, he could just throw a little Scopus magical elixir bottle in there or something into some sort of Fantastic Four episode. I think that'd be hysterical.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And, you know, I've got a mission for the people in chat, if you will. Mike Newell and I are hard at work planning this tent event. But we'd like our – if you in the chat room, all you chat people, we need suggestions on what you want to see happen at this event.
Oh, no.
Specifically for Annette.
Don't leave it up to them. Don't leave it up to the chat.
Dun 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 dun.
They're the best.
They're dangerous.
Exactly. I think either s'mores or chocolate sauce fight before you go to bed.
That's right. Get a kiddie pool with a net and Becky. Let them fight it out.
Kiddie pool. Yes.
It's gonna be a lot of fun having Annette and Becky over there and Mr. Newell. It'll be for me and Mike. It'll be a sequel to the old Disney cruise that we had at MouseFest a couple years ago. So that'll certainly be all right. No, I'm starting to regret asking the chat people for suggestions.
Exactly. I see Blazing Saddles scene. I see a couple other things I can't mention.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. Still got a good half an hour left in this live show. Something good. Shadow puppets. That's a good one.
Yeah, exactly. Building a bonfire, but starting with gasoline might be a good idea.
I'd also like to remind all of our listeners that A, we are all married, and B, we are not holding this event at Narcoosi. So some of these suggestions are not appropriate for
Keep it clean.
That's right.
Exactly. 407-278-5939 is our phone number.
I think what we should do is make sure that Annette's sleeping bag stays on the ground, and we should do that by covering it with honey on the bottom.
Yes, tell her that. Well, tell her that that's what in the woods. That's what you do to keep your sleeping bag from washing
sliding
away
around.
In a flash flood.
Sliding around, exactly.
I don't believe that. 407-278-5939.
Some of these are really good.
So lots of great calls today, and certainly we've got time for some more calls for if you'd like to be part of it. I know many of you tried to get through in the beginning of the show, and certainly we've had a lot of calls in the beginning of the show, but now, you know, this last half an hour is always the time to get in those calls in case you missed it. And don't forget that our next live show, looking forward to the schedule ahead of time in March. We'll obviously be having one actually on that night of the tent event on March 8th.
The tent event?
I think that's what we're calling it. Yeah, we have a name.
Do you guys actually have a tent?
We're getting one. We're working on it.
I have a tent. It sleeps four if you need it.
Well, I think what we're going to do is we can have Newell broadcast our adventure at Target trying to pick out a tent over there.
No, well, let me know, because I actually do have a tent and I can bring it down and give it to Matt. Go ahead.
Our next live show should be tentatively scheduled on March 29th, so that'll be our next one. That'll be the last Sunday in the month in March. 407-278-5939 is our phone number, and we got some time for you to give us a call, and we had a call, and then they hung up. Whoever's that 401 area code likes to call and then immediately hang up, but phone lines are open for you to be part of the show. Tentapalooza.
All right. Tentapalooza, nice.
Not as good as tent event. Tentalizing, I like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Tent event. You're going to set up the webcam on that?
Yeah, that's the plan.
You should so totally set up the webcam.
I told Newell we're gonna, like, in the middle of the night, someone's gonna come to the webcam, and it'll be like a scene from
Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, that too. But I was gonna say
Blair Witch.
Blair Witch. Oh, Blair Witch.
I'm so afraid. Yeah, Matt'll have the camera to his face. I'm so scared.
So scared.
Exactly. 407-278-5939 is our phone number.
Oh, you should string up Christmas lights, too, just to give it a festive air.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. Yeah,
hey, it's not a bad
plastic.
Idea. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, like, well, nothing says, yeah, tent event.
Someone's asking Newell, what happens if it rains? Are we staying there, Newell?
It'll be just 10 times the goodness if it rains, yes.
It'll be more gooder, for sure.
More gooder radio if it rains.
This, of course, will be on March 8th, 2009. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. And if you want to call in with your suggestions, or perhaps you have a question about what's going on at Walt Disney World. You have a trip planned, looking forward to it, and want to, you know, figure out something over there. I had dinner last night at Crystal Palace in the Magic Kingdom. I hadn't eaten there in a little while, and I forgot how really nice the selection is of food over there. It's pricey, there's no doubt about it, but the selection of food is really fantastic that they have over there. I mean, just different items, and it's definitely reaffirms that it is one of the better buffet options out there. Scopa, you're a fan of the Crystal Palace, are you not?
Yeah, well, the thing is, Matt, it's getting kind of expensive. I think it's getting too expensive for what they offer. But
I agree.
In the past, I've been a fan. I'm not sure I'm still that much of a fan.
Yeah, it is very expensive to eat there. I mean, that's true of all the a lot of places at Walt Disney World.
Sit-downs.
Yeah, when we had dinner over there, so that's, you know, the definitely paying the full price over there for it. But I mean, at least it was. I've been in buffets at Walt Disney World where I just was not impressed with the overall selection of the food for what you're paying for it. But at the Crystal Palace, I thought there was a good selection of food, great buffet, great dessert buffet rather. And
what buffet thought, did you think wasn't worth it?
I was not impressed with what's it called, Cape May.
I agree.
Really? Yeah,
I did not like. I didn't feel that the selection was that great.
The selection is kind of small, but it's seafood and it's typically more expensive.
Yeah, but I think there should be. I mean, you're paying for a buffet, so you should have a decent selection of food over there. I mean,
Yeah, Matt's from Connecticut. See, he's from sort of New England, so that's why he says that.
Sort of.
I mean, I had the same reaction myself. Both for breakfast and for dinner, Matt. I just didn't like I didn't like the selection. I didn't think the quality of the food was good enough for the price that they're asking. But now you talk about Tusker House, and it's a completely different story.
Absolutely. Tusker House is fantastic. We have a next caller, then we'll get back to that, Mike, in just a minute. Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hey, is this Gordon? How you doing?
Hey, Gordon.
Hey, Gordon, how are you?
Hey, I've been reading the chat. I couldn't listen to the show online. It's so busy. But I've been reading the chat. Everybody wants us to stop talking about the marathon, so I wanted to talk about the marathon some more. I just want to see what they're going to say in the chat now. Hold on.
Give it about 30 seconds.
Two things. I was listening to an old show. Somebody called in, and or I'd written in, and they had some righteous anger at the meal plan about trying to use adult meals for child credits and so forth, and was this the right thing to do, and was it following the rules? And my wife and I thought the same thing, that if Disney's going to qualify a 10-year-old as an adult, then we're going to cut all the corners we can.
Yeah, when we're looking at it.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. That's fine.
Well, our second idea, well, actually, it's my wife's idea, and I want to claim it as my own, but has anyone ever discussed turning the Tomorrowland Speedway and sort of retheming it along the Cars movie? I mean, or is that something that has been, you know, dismissed? Because it would kind of make, I mean, it wouldn't fit Tomorrowland, but it would kind of fit in with theming for the films and all.
Yeah, Jim Hill has a whole series of articles on this at jimhillmedia.com. I don't know why it wasn't done other than, you know, cost.
Yeah.
Because if you think about, you know, the Tomorrowland Speedway, it's actually dropped the Indian in there. So the Tomorrowland Speedway, you know, I don't know what it has to do with either Tomorrowland or really even with Fantasyland. They could just as easily say it's part of Fantasyland and convert it over to the Cars or the Toontown.
Yeah, I mean,
the heck, right?
Maybe Disney's thinking in the future we'll have combustible gasoline engines and drive them around.
Yeah, clearly small, scope, but like two people.
They clearly scoped the sign Tomorrowland.
Anyway, hey guys, listen, I love the show, and keep it up, and talk about some marathons some more, just to anger the people in the chat room.
Thank you, Gordon.
Thanks, Gordon.
All right, good night, guys.
Take care.
So speaking of running, here's my idea for my my running outfit for the Princess Half Marathon in 2 weeks. I'm actually wearing a t-shirt with a frog on it, and I'll let you guys think about why.
The Frog Princess?
Oh, yeah, crickets.
The Princess Bride?
You people, I swear to God. It was my sister Christina's idea.
Oh, well.
You're running in a Steelers shirt.
No, I'm running in a t-shirt with a frog on it.
Like, because you're a prince?
It. Yes, thank you, Mr. Newell.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Oh, you know, one day I'm going to die, and you're going to say, oh, Len, he was fabulous. He was so far ahead of his time.
Fabulous.
I've been listening to him for years.
Try me.
Try me. Okay, you first.
407-278-5939 is our phone number.
He's and, like being in the presence of Barbara Streisand.
That's Robin Williams' joke. That was good.
Robin Williams.
The, we also had another great suggestion in chat earlier while Gordon was on the line, Newell. Tents in Wonderland.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a
nice.
Good one.
Like a table in Not Wonderland? Bad. Nice.
Yeah. 407-278-5939 is our...
Still a tent fest phone. Myself.
Tent fest.
The Tents of Terror, that's good.
So you guys can't do this on Saturday night, right? You have to do it on Sunday night?
Yeah, it was just a matter of availability for the tents. You know, it was really surprising was how hard it was to get just a regular tent site at Fort Wilderness.
It was
pretty darn tough over there. 407-278-5939 is our phone number.
Hall of Presidents. Yeah. That's Kevbot.
Nice.
Nice. Lovely. oh. So phone lines are up for you to come in over there. And Mr. Scopa, tell us a little bit about what you're working on for AllEars.net.
Well, I'm overdue with a blog. I'm going to do a blog about my obsession with Bell. And then I have...
Seriously?
My obsession with Bell. And I have something coming up in March about the evolution of Mickey Mouse and a few other surprises coming down the road.
Cool. Nice. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. And the phone lines are open for you to give us a call. So certainly if you need to get that call in, now is definitely the time. And, Mr. Newell, I was going to ask you something about...
Yes.
You know, we got this tent event going on.
Yes, the tent event.
And I should have asked you this before.
Right.
But do you have any experience putting a tent together?
It's funny you should ask. Not in quite a while, but I used to be a Boy Scout, so I do have that experience. I am the kind that will go... I used to have a Volkswagen camper, too, that we used to camp in. So when it comes to tents, I'm maybe a little rusty, but that's just going to add to the fun of the whole thing, I think. So,
I agree with you, Mike. I think it's going to be – I think that's what's going to make it better is that we – although, you know what would be better than us trying to put the tent together?
What's that? Annette?
Annette and Becky, let them put the tents together. Yeah. I think, you know, I think they're very talented and smart women, and they,
I agree.
It would be quite entertaining to watch them put it together, because clearly they'll probably do a better job than us anyway.
Wait, we're not putting theirs together, too, are we?
Oh, no. No,
oh, okay,
we're not,
good.
We're just, you know.
Oh, I didn't think we were. No. Oof. Scary.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. One of the things we wanted to, I want to mention also, if you're getting, if your number is blocked, if you have an unknown number, sometimes you'll have your phone number blocked by default. You're going to have to unblock, I believe it's *82 to unblock your phone number if you want to call in. So it'd be *821-407-278-5939 to get through. We were talking about, Len, you were talking much earlier in the show that you thought that you were a little too harsh on failed attractions.
I think we were a little too hard on, Scopa was a little too hard on Tutto Italia. You know, I listened to it today when I was running, and you know, it kind of ended on that. Everything else we were okay. I think we were okay with, you know, the attractions that we.
There was one I really wanted to mention. We'll talk about a little bit because it was talked about a lot.
Well, you weren't on the show, so tough. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Was Mission Space? A lot of people commented on that one. In terms of it being a failed attraction. Len, what are your thoughts on Mission Space being a failed attraction?
It didn't... I don't think... It was supposed to be a headliner like the way Soarin' was a headliner. You know, it's definitely top four, I think, in Future World. It didn't live up to everything that I think it could have been. There were rumors that it was going to be interactive. It's not really interactive in any meaningful sense of the word. And obviously the issues that it had with the guests dying on it. when the customers die, it's difficult to come up with a positive spin on that. Get it? Spin? I think definitely for the money invested, they expected more of a return. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, Yeah, I agree with you. I think one of the things that makes it such a big disappointment is that I had such lofty expectations about it. I remember there was an article reading in I believe it was on Jim Hill, if not another site along those lines, saying how Mission Space they were really having it, you know, writing it for an attraction that they were going to clone all over the place like they did, Splash Mountain, something like that.
Right.
And yeah, clearly not. They don't want to have the that just didn't happen at all. So it's that one was definitely one that stuck out there. Scoba, was there another attraction or something that you thought that you would have mentioned now, thinking about it now that we're a couple of weeks removed from that episode?
Oh my God. Let's see. We talked about Sounds Dangerous. We talked about Stitch. Failed attractions.
Yeah, there were quite a number of people that were mentioning. I mean, we had a lot of comments, which is great, on WWtoday.com about it. But you still stick with Tutto Italia? You still stick by your guns, what you said?
Yeah, it's just that there was a big deal about that Alfredo's changing over, and there were high expectations. And I have to admit, like Len had said, he has eaten there more recently than when he and I and Brian Bennett and Mike Newell and Becky ate there. I'm really tough on Italian restaurants. Mike will tell you that. We ate at an Italian restaurant in the North End last night in Boston, and I was a little critical of some of the food, but I was ready to give them a little bit of a free pass if the food was passable. But I think Len has said – I think you said, Len, when we came back from that initial trying of that restaurant, you said that you could go down to the corner, you know, whatever Italian restaurant, and you could get much better quality for much less price.
Yeah, I mean, I have a neighborhood Italian restaurant in Greensboro called Elizabeth's, which I love. And run by actual Italians. And the prices are
actual Italians.
Well, yeah, as opposed to a chain restaurant like Olive Garden, which isn't typically
exactly. Yeah,
and the owner actually manages the recipes in a hands-on basis, so he tweaks things. You know, there are specials. She had a couple of really good Italian restaurants in Greensboro. I didn't think Tutto Italia was that bad. If you want to come down again in a couple of weeks, we'll go there again. I'll buy. We'll try it out again.
I don't want to eat all the appetizers though. I don't think I can handle all the appetizers.
Come on, it'll be fun. Well, you know what? God. Let's do entrees. We'll do an entree sampler.
Okay.
One attraction that was also mentioned by one of our listeners that I thought I want to get your comments on was Pooh's Playful Thoughtful Spot, rather. And you know what? Not even that. The Pooh attraction itself. What do you guys think about that?
It's pretty popular. I think it's really done well. I think it'll last a long time. I do think that Pooh's Thoughtful Spot across, is it Playful Spot
playful,
or Thoughtful
Spot? Playful Spot. It's Thoughtful Spot in the book, I think.
I really think that that's temporary. I think that within 5 years there'll be something else there. Just can't put my finger on it, but I just don't think that I think that they see that footprint as something that they can do much, much better with, be it to take on more crowds to help the other attractions or possibly some kind of a revenue-generating thing. I really think that there's something that's going to go there sometime between now and maybe the 2015, I think.
I think it'll actually stay. I know what do I know about theme parks or design or anything like that?
I think
it gives parents a place to let their kids blow off a little steam in the parks. The only other comparable spot is there's Donald's Boat, which is much smaller, but also Tom Sawyer Island, which is larger but it's harder to get to. So I think it will stay. Interestingly, I actually got an email from somebody earlier this week who said that on the website we didn't include Pooh's Playful Spot either in the customizable touring plans or as an attraction review. And I went back and looked, and you know, we've served more than 1.5 million touring plans. That was the first request I got for it. I'm like, really? You really want it there? So we wrote a review for it.
We've got a call, and using my amazing seeing, all-knowing eye that I have in my pocket over here. Yeah, the power of
smooth.
I am the prognosticator. This is Brendan from Philadelphia.
Close. You misspelled that.
Close enough. What can we do for you?
It's a Brendan with an A.
Brendan, my apologies.
Oh, yeah. I spelled it with an A. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just so you know, I'm on the cell phone and I don't get much of a signal, so I may cut out.
Okay, well, what can we do for you tonight?
Okay, first of all, I have to ask Newell, where in God's name did you get that Tom Servo statue?
Ah, you see it, huh?
Where did the Tom Servo statue come from in the background?
That's my pal Tom. That I got online actually. A friend of mine actually built it for me, so he shipped it to me.
Somebody built you a Tom Servo?
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's Tom Servo. Crow's the bold one. That's Tom Servo.
That's him.
That's awesome.
Yep, there he is in all his glory. He's a working robot too. He actually works.
Wow, he makes smart comments about everything.
That's him. He's sleeping right now, so he can't make too many smart comments.
You can you can actually see the robot that Brendan is talking about. Just go to www.today.com, and you can see, you go to the webcam over there for our live shows. We have those on along with the chat room, so you can check that out and see exactly what we're talking about if you have no idea what the caller is talking about.
Well, yeah, you know, obviously it's the video only. Hang on a second.
That's great.
One question I had.
Yes.
My brother will be going down to Infocom, which is in Orlando, in June, I believe. And I was just wondering what the... Actually heading outside to get a better signal. Just wondering what the crowds are going to be like on a weekend in June. I mean, I know it's going to be like in the 8s and 9s, but how bad is it really going to be?
What weekend in June?
I believe it's the 17th or 14th through 19th.
Today we got 8s on the crowd calendar. We got the last day of Star Wars weekend, I think, on the 14th, right, Matt?
Yeah, that's right.
Other than that, it's 8s all week.
Hey, Mary.
the other thing, we're going to be staying off property. We're not going to be on property. So how's the drive from... it says it's in the Orange County Convention Center. How would the drive be to there?
It's iDrive.
Yeah, it's just iDrive. It's a pretty easy drive. I mean, you'll just take... If you're on I-4, you'll hop on 4 from the Convention Center, which is right near it. And downtown Disney exit is 68 on I-4, which is about 2-3 miles on once you get on 4. Magic Kingdom is exit 64, so that's another mile or two down 4. So it depends on where you want to go. But it's a real easy drive from there.
Okay. Yeah, because we're just thinking, because my brother's work's going to be paying for the hotel room. So it's like all they have to do is pay the flight and the tickets to the park. And then I can come harass you in person about not going to Disneyland ever.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. And also, I can berate you on make.
He dropped that. I don't know what he was going to berate me on, but...
But, you know, get in line, buddy. Get in line, Brendan.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And earlier, we were just talking about the failed attractions, and we were talking about the poo stuff over there. And you know, I want to also add Ariel's Grotto to that. It really bothers me when they take an attraction and they replace it with a non-attraction, in this case, play areas. You know, well, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea was taken out over there, and we just got a bunch of play areas, which really doesn't – I mean, that in itself really bugs me. It's kind of a pet peeve when they take something away and replace it with something that isn't even close to being on the same level of that. So that's something that when some of our listeners were mentioning the Winnie the Pooh area and even Ariel's Grotto, I mean, that was something that really struck a chord with me as being a failed attraction, because it's just not the same, not even close. Someone brought up a good one in our chat room. Ann Holshow wrote Dino Dig in Dinoland USA. Although the whole Dinoland USA, I think someone mentioned that. But yeah, that's a great one also to mention. I mean, I don't think I've ever been on that one because it's just not appealing in the least bit. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. Just a few minutes left of this live show. And Mr. Dooley, you've got what coming up after the live show again?
I'm going to replay the show for everyone that couldn't get the first half hour, the first hour.
Nice. Okay, so if you missed out on it, I know there was some trouble connecting in the beginning. certainly can rehear everything over there. It'll be a lot of fun. Don't forget the chat room will be open for you to stay in and talk to all night long. So always a lot of fun over there. So 407-278-5939 is our phone number. You know, we've had some great calls here today. Lots of good times. Lots of interesting topics to talk about. A lot of people looking forward to their trips coming up in the 2009. You know, one thing that we haven't talked about, I mean, if someone wants to call in the last few minutes here of this show, or certainly it's something I want to bring up on the next live show, is the idea of talking about how has the economy affected your plans to Walt Disney World. Has anyone cut out trips yet simply because of the economy? Someone said, well, you know, we had a trip planned for, you know, May, but ain't gonna happen this year anymore because things have changed too much. I'm curious what people think about that, and certainly if you want to air your opinion, I mean, just give us a call at 407-278-5939 right now. Phone line are open for your opinions. I'm interested to see if anyone's done that, or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe some of you said, you know, the economy's bad, blah blah blah. We've cut back on you know, dinners out, but the one thing we're not willing to cut back out on is our trip to Walt Disney World, and
I'm definitely coming back on sit-down dining. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. There you go. And my crystal ball tells me that Justin of Indiana is on the line with us.
Yeah, I just have one more question. Like, would you guys consider Restaurant Marrakesh, like, too adventurous for some people? Like, I'm going with some picky eaters, and, like, I want to go there, and most of the people in my party do, but we have those picky eaters, and I was wondering what you guys thought.
I really don't think it's that adventurous. I really think that it's the mental thing that it's Moroccan food, and you know, there's not too many Moroccan restaurants out there, certainly. Yeah. But generally speaking, I mean, it's the dishes are basic dishes that you've probably had. You know, there a lot of stuff made over an open grill, and I think it's not really that adventurous. I think there are some things on there certainly, but I generally think, I mean, you're talking about, you know, basic, you know, skewered meats. It's just like, you know, they just have different spices to it, and it's really good. I really like it. So I would definitely tell you to at least give them a shot. Try it out. I mean, the worst you can say is you didn't like it, but I don't think it's really that exotic.
I think that of all the restaurants in Will Showcase, Justin, I think that that restaurant has the most bland food out of everybody. You could take any other restaurant in Will Showcase, and it will have spicier food than Marrakesh. I
truly believe that. I totally agree. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Justin. And we have another call coming in, and this one is from the state of New Jersey. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Brian from New Jersey.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
How you doing?
Great. What can we do for you?
I'm just answering your question about cutting back. We decided we're going to drive this year instead of fly, which is a big thing because I haven't done that since college. But we figured we're going to save some money.
Nice. So where are you, in South Jersey, North Jersey?
Yeah, like central Jersey. There's okay. Not that far from Sandy Hook or something like that, if you know where that is.
Yeah,
What is that? How long of a drive is that for you? That's got to be like 15, 16 hours?
Yeah, like 16 hours. I'm not really looking forward to it.
You can do like 2 8-hour drives?
Yeah, and we're going to do it. And we figure it'll save us a lot of money, so.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, I got good news and I got bad news for you. The good news is the drive down is going to be a lot of fun. I really think you're going to enjoy it. It'll be, you know, it's always fun going down. The bad news is the drive back is terrible, but because you just want to be home.
I wouldn't try and do the drive in one day. Brian, do you have somebody else who can drive with you?
Yeah, my wife, and she actually likes to drive, so she'll drive a decent percentage of the time.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd do the drive back in one day just because to Matt's point, it's a tough drive back. Driving down, though, is not bad. You know, I just drove down back in earlier this month, and I hadn't driven in a couple of years. And we stopped off in South Carolina on 95, just as we got on to 95. Really not bad, actually.
Okay. Nice. Well, yeah, I think it'll save us some money. And, you know, it's a good family get-together time. So I'm taking 2 weeks off, so we're going to go down for like 10 days. So I think if we could take our time going down.
Yeah, let us know how it goes for you, Brian. We'd love to hear your thoughts on comparing and contrasting, because obviously you're used to flying down, but after all these years, tell us how it was driving down. And, you know, certainly you're doing it for economic reasons. So tell us if you think in the long run after your trip, if it was indeed worth it.
Yeah, I will. I definitely will. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay, take care. Bye.
And we've got another call right after Brian. Hi, did we lose that call? Oh.
Are you hitting the disconnect button, Matt?
No, that's the Mike Newell button. I don't hit that button.
Oh, okay.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. You know, I'm interested, you know, oh, there's that caller again. There you are. Hello, caller.
Yeah, hi. I want to talk to Matt and the guys.
Yeah, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
It's Steve Medina.
Steve. Hey, Steve.
Now I know why you hung up on you before. Hold on.
Click.
What's going on, guys?
How's it going, man?
No Dolphin right. fans allowed, Medina.
No. I was already talking to Mikey about the Marlins and the Mets, you know. Sorry, 2 years in a row. Let's try to make it 3 years in a row. Listen, are you guys going to do anything for MouseFest?
We haven't firmed up any plans for what we're doing yet, and we'll make an announcement.
Where you been, Steve?
Huh?
Where you been, Steve?
I've been here, man. I've been on the chat. Nobody asked. I don't know if my thing's working or not. It took me an hour just to get on with you guys.
Go ahead, Matt.
No, just to say, I mean, now that MouseFest has been on hiatus for 2009, we haven't announced any plans of if anything that we're going to be doing for this December. But we'll definitely put it out there if we're going to be doing anything. You will not be in the dark on that one for sure.
Well, if anything, come on down to Miami. We'll have a Miami MouseFest.
That's an idea. That wouldn't be bad.
Nice.
Like that. We'll go to Medina World.
There you go. I'll make some arroz con pollo for you guys.
There you go.
All right, guys.
I haven't had a decent Cuban sandwich in years.
Well, there you go. Let's go, man. I'll take you guys to Versailles.
All right, let's go. All right, man.
All right, guys. I'll see you there.
Yeah. Take care, Steve.
Bye bye.
Go Marlins.
Bye-bye.
Yeah,
see you guys.
Yeah,
right.
Chicken sandwich. Well, it is the time of the day, and unfortunately we're going to have to wrap up this live show of WDW Today. I want to mention that this live show of WDW Today has been sponsored by Allears.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. Allears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 105,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit allears.net today and be sure to say hi to Deb. And I want to thank all of our listeners who have tuned in, all the great calls that we had today, lots of different topics. Certainly, we appreciate that. And, of course, all the listeners, some of the new people that checked out our live show for the first time. I hope you enjoyed it, and you'll be back with us next month in March. And certainly, everyone who's been with us for all this time, we always appreciate all of our listeners sticking with us and checking out our live shows and supporting us. So we truly appreciate that. So thank you very much. On behalf of Mr. Testa, Mr. Newell, and Mr. Scoba, I'm Matt Hotchberg, and we'll see you on the next live show here on WDW Today. Stay tuned for a repeat of this live show, in fact, right here on Mouse World Radio.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.